old school. Ladies and gentlemen, Ricky.
Well, once upon a time,
eccentric headshots,
where people wore pajamas that went to bed early. There was a little boy, tight clouds on Mike Sprout, who tried to help lead black folk the right route. Delaying negative voices, many hunts him in prison for unwise choices that he once made. Divine amen, gospel set inside of him, and seeing the good he had within him, let him out again. No longer fall a big type, roll a bit. Big Will is like Will Smith, now call it kid. So check the gift, every day consecutive, what happen when you stir black folk away from negative? Not to mention, check the charts, killing it. There will be a man behind the biz, Mark Willery. Divine set, can't mess with the mindset, confronted us December 1999, said, it's all because of you. Feeling sad and blue. Say what? You went away. Now my life, rainy days. I love you so. How much you'll never know. You took your love away from me. Took your love away from me. Took your love. You took your love. You took your love.
Yes, you
took your love.
Slick Rick, Will Smith,
what?
Biz Mark,
Kudak, Jazzy Jeff, y'all.
I am the stone that the builder refused. I am the visual, the inspiration that made ladies sing the blues. I'm the spark that makes your idea bright, the same spark that lights the dark so that you can know your left from your right. I am the ballad in your box, the bullet in the gun, the inner glow that let you know to call your brother son. The story that just begun, the promise of what's to come, and I'ma remain a soldier till the war is won. Run, chop, 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 chop.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sincere Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour on 101.9 CITR out of Vancouver, British Columbia, University of British Columbia's community and campus radio. Thank you very much for joining me today, July the 30th, 2014. We got a great show lined up for you folks, so I'm super excited to show it to you. We're going to have a little bit of Canadian hip-hop, a little bit of Australian hip-hop, and a little bit of U.S. hip-hop. You're starting to detect a theme, I think, if you've been listening to the show for a little while. Out of Canada, out of, in fact, Newfoundland, so I'll be talking about them because that's where I'm doing my master's degree right now. We've got some Hearsay, that's HEAR/SAY. Out of the United States, we're going to have some Sage Francis. We're going to have three songs coming out of him, but three extremely powerful songs. And we're going to finish off the hour with some Hilltop Hoods, one song from three different albums, so three different songs. I know you're going to enjoy it. I know you're going to enjoy the Hilltop Hoods probably the most, but with a little bit of background, I think you'll really appreciate what Hearsay and Sage Francis has to offer for you. So let's not waste too much time here. Let's get straight into this. I'll give you a little bit of background on Hearsay. Hearsay is coming out of St. John's, Newfoundland, which is where I'm doing my master's right now at Memorial University. Great spot, and their style of music I really appreciate because it's that live band style. So I don't know if you like The Roots or something along those lines, or if you've heard of them. If you haven't, please check out The Roots. They're, at the root of a lot of the songs that I'm going to be playing today. They kind of started out the style of the live band. But Hearsay, they've got a guitarist. They've got like a xylophone and keys player. They've got a bassist. They've got their live drummer. And you're going to be hearing that all coming across the airwaves real soon. Real, real soon. So let's get this going for you. Let's start it out with a little bit of Much More off of Hearsay's new EP, Make a Friend. I know you're going to enjoy it, because I do immensely. Here we go.
Thank you. never full of dimes. Driving on the wrong side, flipping all the signs. Speed through the red light, stop at the green. Topping your team, are you mocking the scene, man? I'm not mad, but I think I might have caught it. Looking for a topic, but kinda got a buffet. I need profit, I'm counting my zeros. Dying from a sickness, but can't count on heroes. All swag, dope, fresh out the bag. I might say stupid shit, cause it's all that I have. What's the point for me to follow a path? I'm an arrogant ass, I can't tolerate a class. Hibernating girls, Ram got more nuts than hibernating squirrels. Don't hurl, put your hands up like you're burning. Kinda like kids, the way the record's turning for certain. I stay determined, trying out new shit. You can say I'm learning. Pop series burning, pop series chilling. Rocking on the rock, but we're BC killing. I'm spilling, foul rhymes like I'm just caught carrying. Flow is strong, I'm a rap barbarian. Check the pattern, there's no way to spot it. The answer's here, say if you're asking who's got it. Making noise like a lion's roar. Dominant species, we be dinosaurs. Bomb beats, so these freaks keep buying more. Never sleep, so you'll never hear the slightest snore. Violence if you minus war. You lack vision like you've got an iris sore. Reformat hip-hop like a virus hit. Bang around with a filthy crew like a pirate ship. Don't pirate shit, I got tight raps. Haters on my back, heavy like overnight bags. Don't fight back, you can't make a hit. Got samples and kits and more to say than a chick. No care for the negative. No way I'ma let it live. Gotta crush what you rush for. Hip hop, rock, pop, plus much more. No care for the negative. No way I'ma let it live. Gotta crush what you rush for. Hip hop, rock, pop, plus much more. No care for the negative. No way I'ma let it live. Gotta crush what you rush for. Hip hop, rock, pop, plus much more. No care for the negative. No way I'ma let it live. Gotta crush what you rush for. Hip hop, rock, pop, plus much more.
Welcome back to 101.9 CITR. I love that. I love the xylophone in the background and the guitar riffs that they got going on. They got hip hop plus pop plus rock pop plus so much more. So much more. Once again, that last song was Much More from Hearsay off of their album Make a Friend EP. Coming up next, we also have some more out of Hearsay. We're going to have three more songs coming from them, and I know you're excited for that because I'm excited for that because they have such good stuff. This next one coming up is Place to Be featuring Adam Harding. Before we get into that, I did want to let you know, these guys opened up for Shad when he came to St. John's. I hope you know who Shad is. He's a Toronto/Vancouver-based hip-hop artist in Canada, and he is probably the best hip-hop artist in Canada. There's almost no one who can combat him with his style, with his flow, with his freeze, with his content. So what he talks about, he's all over the map, but has made an absolute killing of the scene. He just came out with a new album last year. You should definitely give that a check out. And speaking of checking out albums, check out the Make a Friend EP from Hearsay. Buy it on YouTube. Rather, buy it on iTunes, buy it on Bandcamp, contact the artist directly, get a vinyl, do what you gotta do, but you know you want to get your hands on that. So, Coming up next, we have ourselves Place to Be featuring Adam Harding by Hearsay. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Once upon a time in a place so remote, found me in my shadow with boots and a coat. Stand still and silent with cold on my breath. Toes are numb as minus 17 or less. Right now I got 2150. Bills on the ledge, stacked high, getting tippy. Trying to get by, but that issue doesn't miss me. Hit me in the face, coming back like a frisbee. I speak honest, most cats speak on it. Blowing out sound waves, music is chronic. Use it to get by, it's a slogan to live by. Won't let a storm block my sun, not this time. I've been at it for years and that's evident. Hip-hop's a lifestyle without coming definite. Give you advice and you go and do the opposite. Gripping the mic until I'm breathless and dropping it. Yeah, gripping the mic until I'm breathless and dropping it. Right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see. Right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see. I woke up with a story to tell. Missing my girl, my shit's boring as hell. Got a mind so strange, it's too boring to sell. And a flow so rare, it's too foreign to tell. Yeah, I never learned to be financially smart. I'ma live life lavish, man, I'm planning to start. Me and my shadow stand miles apart. While you living in the cage, man, I gotta be heard. So let it go, let your mind flow, let it grow, change the plan. This is not saying it's a bed of snow, let us know. Got clouds in my head, I write with aggression, making sounds with the lead. I got your message, I heard what you said. I'm lost in the music, finding words in my bed. You got time, that's understandable. This rap shit eats me, hip-hop cannibal.
Myself, don't do it for you, sir. Stuck in the past and I can't see the future. Crater in the center of my bed. Cause I spend all my time in my motherfucking head. Eyes still red, got clouds in the dome. And I don't ever sleep cause I'm out in the zone. Where you can't find me, I'm probably flying. Tripping out in space, hanging out with the Sky King. We're personal friends, but it hurts to pretend that I'm still on this earth. Bubbles burst in my head. Assume that a class was in session. Inside my mind where I learned all my lessons. We're all alone in this land of suppression. Looking for someone to answer my questions. It's all up to me, man, they're leaving me guessing. Shit, they're leaving me guessing. And that's why I'm stressing. Cause they're leaving me guessing. And that's why I'm stressing. Cause they're leaving me guessing.
Right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see. Right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see. Yeah, yeah, right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see. Yeah, right here's still the place to be. Anywhere besides ain't a place for me. Give me 1 minute and I'll blaze the beat. Because anything less is a waste to see.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. That was Place to Be featuring Adam Harding by Hearsay off of their Make a Friend EP. We're going to be rolling out right now again with another song off of the self-same album, the Make a Friend EP. This is Change How You Found It. I'm loving this stuff. I'm loving Hearsay.
Yeah, I'm always in the booth like a payphone. Smoke to get high all day to stay stoned. Man, there's no way I'll stay home. Friday's my night, the day I get paid on. Bad actor, your character is played wrong. Read your script, you're more female than Avon. You get as detailed as a crayon. Might cross the line, get locked up like Akon. Your fave song crack, you get dressed to. Why you acting tough, showing arms like Best do? I'ma get big like it's Macintosh. You'll be on the couch getting big, eating tater tots. It's that number one single. Sounds so nice if the sunny drop your window. Guess I got awesome flow bingo. I'ma raise the bar like it's opposite limbo. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. I'm about it, told you don't doubt it. Get rowdy, change how you found it. All you need to know is you shouldn't doubt this. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. I'm about it, told you don't doubt it. Get rowdy, change how you found it. All you need to know is you shouldn't doubt this. Yeah, I'm flipping this shit like a warm pillow. Taking your money like a torn widow. Underground, hard as rock, armadillo. Unfair advantage, I had to start from zero. My shit's off the chains. Flow like my city, cause it's not odd terrain. Cars and tattoos, it all costs the same. Cash has a value and it's not in your name. Pocket your fame, then you'll reach the furthest. My music is dope and I'm just about the harvest. Not the hardest, broke ass artist. Mic is garbage, gotta kick it to starting. Spit shit retarded, fresh out the oven. Heartbeat steady like the temple's 100. I'm super static like channels, no cable. Three-legged chair, don't try me, I'm not stable. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. I'm about it, told you don't doubt it. Get rowdy, change how you found it. All you need to know is you shouldn't doubt this. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. I'm about it, told you don't doubt it. Get rowdy, change how you found it. All you need to know is you shouldn't doubt this.
Welcome back, everybody. I am loving the way that they got those, they got that rocky feel, right? There's a great punk scene, actually, in St. John's, and I think that's a lot of the influence that these guys have going on right here. It's not the most punky thing you've ever heard, but you got those drums in the background, the way it's working with the distorted guitar. It just complements the vocals and like the interesting keys and like random xylophone effects it has going on in the background. It's absolutely fantastic. This is a group consisting of, I believe, five artists with the MC rocking it up on the front of the stage. At least that's what he was doing when I saw him. They got a great show. They're always constantly moving around. And then the, of course, massive section that doesn't get enough appreciation, the musicians in the background giving the canvas for the MC to be able to paint over. And it's not just the DJ spinning stuff. It's a whole bunch of artists working together and creating things in the moment, creating all of the work that they do in the moment. So right before we get into this next song, I do have to do a little bit of the disclaimer. So as you will have heard so far, there is some explicit language in the music that we play here on the Sincere Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour. That is simply because these artists use that language. They use it for emphasis. They don't use it, at least not the ones that I play, for bigoted reasons or to bring particular groups or individual people down, but they use it for emphasis. They use it for verbal punctuation. They use it to, I don't know, make a function in the nation that gets you shaken. So I hope you like it, and I hope that doesn't turn you off too much, because really there's no reason for it to. If you really mind harsh language, try to tune it out, listen to what else is going on, because they've got some great content. So coming up next is going to be our last hearsay, the last song that we've got before the first break, and it is going to be the title album off of their track Make a Friend, or off of their album Make a Friend. So this is Make a Friend by Hearsay. I know you're gonna like it. Here it comes, coming at you through the speakers.
That's right, Hearsay in the flesh. Whole damn city want the H and the S. Never show pity, man, times are the best. And the flow is a mini, but your friends never guess. Original, all real, nothing less. Digital bass you can feel in your chest. Addicted to sound in the town that we rep. So give it a taste, it's a meal to impress. Listen up, cause I mean every word of it. This is my placement, hot like a furnace is. Every cent that I make, I am earning it. Call up your friends just to see if they heard of it. 9 days out of 10, I'm a madman. Doing what I can, work as much as a man can. Damn, man, I don't fake pretend. If I'm coming around, you might make a friend. If you're coming around, you might make a friend. I got a bit of money for the gold, and I'm looking for the sign, cause I really gotta go. And I think you oughta know that we're about to get crazy. Drinks at Casey, there's no way to pace me. Long weekends, off for the best days. Living in the best place, friends and press play. And the kids say, do what you do. Don't pick and choose and don't talk in twos. They got us in the front now, ripping it. Growing up isn't fun, so we skipped it. And I'd say we're on top, but I jinxed it. No need to speak it, everyone thinks it. Cause it sinks in, and you're paralyzed. And you can't see the world that you recognize. I don't know, I don't fake pretend. If I'm coming around, you might make a friend. Yeah, if you're coming around, you might make a friend. Spider-Man, fuck them all, no one's tighter than Tyrannosaurus Rex, I'm biking in. Yeah, Google that shit, go ahead, type it in. Grip so tight, might pop the pen. And I swear you'll like my top your 10. Is it hip-hop or pop or a cock or a hand? I'ma stop when I'm done, not stop till the end. Always talk, giving up is a sin. Digging up the body and I'm bringing it in. Yeah, I'm feeling naughty and I'm craving again. So I'm busting out karate and I'm breaking your skin. I don't give a fuck what you're raking in. I pay my bills and get baked again. And I know my deal, I don't fake pretend. If I'm coming around, you might make a friend. Yeah, if you're coming around, you might make a friend. Yeah, if you're coming around, you might make a friend. If you're coming around, you might make a friend. If you're coming around, you might make a friend.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Dunkin' Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR's station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, We would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Well, that was a good promo. I wish I had one that was that good. Arts show. I'm jealous. Maybe I'll have to talk to somebody there to, you know, amp my game up a little bit. All right, so we just came back from our first break. Before that, we were listening to Hearsay. That's HEAR/SAY coming out of St. John's, Newfoundland. You'll remember last week I was repping music out of Labrador. This week I'm repping music out of Newfoundland. You know, I'm trying to get that East Coast rap. They got some of the best stuff in Canada coming out of there. Classified coming out of Nova Scotia. Mike Boyd. Oh, so good. So good. Buck 65. And that's an excellent segue into Sage Francis. Why? Because Buck 65 is actually on the Strange Famous record label, which was founded by Sage Francis. We're going to be listening to, for the next three songs, some particularly powerful songs by Sage Francis. This guy is a poet. And I don't mean that in the way that, you know, Kanye West says that he's a poet, or Kendrick Lamar says that he has poetic justice or something along those lines. I mean a real poet. I mean someone who actually performs poetry and writes it about, you know, a huge variety of topics. This first song we got coming up is Little Houdini, which is actually about a prison escapist, an expert at prison escape. So this person escaped a bunch of times from various different prisons or being transported from one prison to another prison. And it's actually kind of a tragic story, but I'll let Sage explain it to you or say it to you because he does it so much better than I do. All of these songs are off of the album Life. That's L-I open bracket F close bracket E. So lie or life. It's kind of a play on words, or play on visual words and all that type of stuff. So the reason I wanted to play this right next to Hearsay is that he also used a live band for this album. So you'll notice in Hearsay there was the back and forth between the drums and the vocals and the guitar and the bass and all that. You got a similar feel coming on here with Life, with this whole album. It's a great album. So let's get into it. This first song is Little Houdini by Sage Francis off of the album Life. I know you're going to like it. Starts off a little slow, but believe me, it picks up. Listen to this story. Please listen to this story, because it's unbelievable.
Christopher Daniel Gay was arrested on a Friday in Florida at the Daytona International Speedway. He was a fugitive on the run. Christopher made a quick escape while being transported in a van that was picking up convicts state to state. He did it during a bathroom break. He hotwired somebody's pickup. In fact, Christopher had a long history of theft involving trucks. He was en route to Alabama for stealing someone's travel trailer. Grand Theft Auto, he was a career criminal jailbird who also had three outstanding warrants in his home state of Tennessee. It was an outstanding performance that set him free. Little Houdini, he stole a big rig, then a tour bus that belonged to Crystal Gale to evade a five-state manhunt that wanted to put that birdie back in jail. But they failed. Cause Christopher wasn't just running from cops. Christopher Gay was now racing the clock. His mother was dying and there was no time to be held inside of a cage with locks. So y'all can turn up your nose and suck on your teeth and wag your finger like tisk tisk. But he had to take the risk.
Little Houdini.
There wasn't a single thing sinister in his decision to break from the prison. His only motive was to go back to his childhood home while his mom was still living. It wasn't a house, more like an old mobile camper, where she was bedridden, diagnosed with colon cancer. Sometimes the only answer we're left with when a loved one's name is on the death list is to head for the exits and go home. Christopher got the hell out of Texas. His abandonment was reckless. It prolonged his sentence. Y'all could forget it. He had numerous convictions and none were as strong as this. Unless you consider the other instance he went the distance. A similar situation. It was a bizarre coincidence when he escaped from prison the first time. Not this time, but the one before. He visited his dad. Dying inside of a mental ward, suffering from Alzheimer's. He paid respects, made his peace. When he was done, he didn't run. He returned himself back to the police. That's when his mom made her plea. She said, he knows what he's done was wrong. He knows what he's done was wrong. But he knows his father don't got long. His father don't got long. He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not dangerous, he's our son.
He ain't never hurt no one.
He knows what he's done was wrong.
Don't got long.
His father don't got long.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's not a fugitive on the run.
He's our son.
This ain't no country western song.
Christopher wasn't just running from cops. Christopher Gay was now racing the clock. His mother was dying and there was no time to be held inside of a cage of blocks. So y'all can go on and toss your rocks and talk your talk like tis tis. Meanwhile, Chris is stealing a tractor trailer from Walmart. An 18-wheeler, he's peeling rubber. The bird takes flight down turnpikes. $300,000 worth of merchandise, but it ain't worth her life. Ran it off the road and abandoned it 50 yards from his mom to avoid the cops. It's half a football field from a feeble lawn. After all the stuff, the tour bus, the pickup trucks, the tractor trailer, interstate chases, he put on the brakes and couldn't get close enough. The news reporters told people to lock their doors, like there was a monster on the loose, but there was no truth to those reports. His mom had weeks to live, and Chris had years to serve. They were within shouting distance, but I don't think he heard her final word. But I don't think he heard her final word. She made her plea to the TV.
He knows what he done was wrong.
He knows what he done was wrong.
But he knows his mama don't got long.
Out of the handcuffs, he jumped ship and he took off with no father to visit and no mom to go home to, just an open road where he could be free.
Little Houdini,
with no father to visit, no mom to go home to, just a wide open sky where he could fly. With no father to visit, no mom to go home to, just an open road where he could be free.
Little Houdini,
with no father to visit, no mom to go home to, just a wide open sky where he could fly.
Welcome back, everybody. So once again, that was Little Houdini from Sage Francis off of his album Life. Came out in 2010. You should definitely check that out. You should definitely grab the album. Little interesting piece about this. The album art for that, so on the vinyl, on the CD, all of that, was actually designed by Shepard Fairey, who you may or may not know, but I guarantee you've seen his work before. He is a street artist. He is probably the second most renowned street artist in the world, second to Banksy, perhaps. He is responsible for instance, the Andre the Giant has a posse campaign, for the Obey campaign. You'll see Obey clothing and stuff like that all over the place now. And probably most recognizable, he was the one who designed the Obama Hope poster, which was half red, half blue, kind of Obama looking regal into the distance. So it's interesting that we've got these artists working together. We've got, you know, this poet coming from Providence, Rhode Island. We've got this graphic artist coming from New York. And then some of the other songs we've got coming up, the last song that I'm going to play for you guys, The Best of Times, it's got an interesting feature as well. So that I don't gab on any more than I have so far about this. Let's get the next song coming to you. This next one is Love the Lie. It's got a little bit more of an upbeat feel to it, and I love it. What can I say? I love the lie. You better love the lie. You better love the lie.
I'm here to judge voyeuristic fetishes. If nobody looked, it's a closed book. You can put your hang-ups on a coat hook. I'm from a puritanical land where they burn witches. I'm the result of a cold figure burning up with sickness. The cure never came, Jesus never helped. We were all to blame, God beat us with a belt. If I hurt your name, I retreat into myself. I won't hurt your name, I keep it to myself with love. For the parents, medicine is on a shelf. With the trophy in the spotlight, watches it melt. Metal would have survived, plastic is cheaper. Ran into the fire, she asked me to leave her. Did what I could with the wood and the flammable. Stood with the good little animal, ran with the bulls. Put on my hands that were full, put the good book on the mantle. Burn, baby, burn, you could serve as a candle. Last thing I heard was her on the piano. Last thing I saw was her being herself. By beating herself, to see if it could help. If I heard your name, I retreat into myself. I won't hurt your name, gave it to myself. With love.
Everybody to 101.9 CITR coming out of University of British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia. It's a little bit of a rainy day here while I'm pre-recording this, but hopefully by the time this actually airs next week, it will be all beautiful and sunny and end of July weather like we all know it can be. So this next song coming up, this is going to be the last one off of Sage Francis, and there are a few things I want to tell you about this. First of all, the person who did the orchestration for it is Jan Tiersen. He is a really famous composer, actually. You may not have heard much of his work before, but if you were to have seen Amélie, for instance, he did the score for Amélie, which is fantastic. That's a movie, by the way. And coming out of Europe, I don't know how exactly they got hooked up. I think Sage Francis sent him a message saying, like, I really love what you do. And as so often happens in hip-hop, this guy pulled out appreciation and sent him a beat, and he absolutely destroyed it. This is the best song on the whole album, in my opinion. It's got movements. It speeds up for the first half of it, and then really comes into its own in terms of tempo, in terms of rhythm, and then just takes off from there. But the story is absolutely fantastic. It's a philosophy of life, really. If I had to figure out a way to boil it down into a sentence or less, it's Sage's advice for his future child, for anybody really who's growing up in tough times, who went perhaps through a little bit of a tough household or was a shy child or something along those lines. You too can grow up to be one of the most prolific and important musicians in your genre. And in Sage's case, obviously, both slam poetry or poetry, spoken word poetry, and independent hip-hop. I urge you to check out a whole bunch of his other stuff. He is incredibly prolific. Sage has album after album after album after album of amazing music. So many of his albums are good all the way through. You can listen to the whole thing and you won't find a single weak spot, which is one of the reasons I wanted to show it to you. I might show some of his stuff from his other albums soon. And last thing, he actually came out with a new album recently, Copper Gone. Please check that out. One of the cool things about that is the vinyl is different. I talked about this last week as well, and I think it's just super cool. The vinyl, there's a certain concentration of chemicals that's different in each one, and when it reacts with the sunlight, they become more translucent, they change color and all that type of thing. So each album is actually different. And one of the things you can do is once you buy the album, you can take a picture of it and send it to Sage, send it to Strange Famous Records, and they'll put it up on their Facebook page, which I just think is super freaking cool. The fact that, you know, the age of the vinyl is not dead. In fact, it's coming back. In fact, I think Jack White, not that he's related to hip-hop, but I think this is pretty cool. He has one of the number one albums recently, and that's because of vinyl sales, because he's trying to, you know, take the music that exists now in this kind of ephemeral digital domain and actually attach it, some kind of physical manifestation of the music. So I hope you have a chance to go check that out. Sage Francis, of course. You can check out Jack White if you want. I'm not the hugest fan, but I appreciate him trying to do individual stuff in music. I mean, that was cool in vinyl news. And then, of course, the Wu-Tang coming out with their single record earlier this year. So let's move on to the next one. Best of Time, The Best of Times from Sage Francis off of Life. This is the last song on the album. So often you find an album will decrease over the time until the last five songs are almost not worth listening to. Not the case. This guy ends off so strong, and it's going to be the same exact story for the Hilltop Hoods when I get them coming up next. But first and foremost, let's get The Best of Times going. Stick with it. It starts off slow, but is amazing. The words, the imagery, the flow, the music, the orchestration, the movements. You'll see. Here it comes. It's absolutely fantastic.
It's been a long and lonely trip, but I'm glad I took it, cause it was well worth it. Got to read a couple books and do some research before I reached my verdict. Never thought that I was perfect, always thought that I had a purpose. I used to wonder if I'd live to see my first kiss. The most difficult thing that I did was recite my own words at a service, realizing the person I was addressing probably wasn't looking down from heaven. Cooking up something in a hell's kitchen, trying to listen in or eavesdrop from some other dimension. It was self-serving, just like this is. Conveniently religious, on Easter Sunday and on Christmas, the television went from being a babysitter to a mistress. Technology made it easy for us to stay in touch while keeping a distance, so we just stayed distant and never touched. Now all we do is text too much. I don't remember much from my youth, maybe my memory is repressed, or I just spent too much time wondering if I'd live to have sex. I fell in love for the first time in fourth grade, but I didn't have the courage to talk to her. In eighth grade, I wrote the note and slipped it in somebody else's locker. Considered killing myself because of that. It was a big deal. It was a blown cover. It was over for me. My goose was cooked. Stick a fork in me. The jig is up. Blew my chances. The rest is history. Our future was torn asunder. It became abundantly clear I was only brought here to suffer. At least I didn't include my name. Thankfully, I wrote the whole note in code, and it had 10 layers of scotch tape safety seal, making it impossible to open. Plus, it was set to self-destruct. Whoever read it probably died laughing. I wonder if they lived long enough to realize what happened. A year later, I came to understand that wasn't love that I was feeling for her. I had someone else to obsess over, I was older, I was very mature. I forged my time signature while practicing my parents' autograph, cause I was failing math. Disconnected the phone when I thought the teacher would call my home. Checked the mailbox twice a day, at the end of a long dirt road. Steamed open a couple envelopes like I was in private detective mode. If you snoop around long enough for something in particular, you're guaranteed to find it. For better or worse, that's how I learned it's best to just keep some things private. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. An only child with a pen and pad, writing a list of things I could never have. Walls in my house were paper thin, and the squabbles seemed to get deafening. If my memory serves me correctly, I made it a point to avoid and forget some things, proudly to keep from being embarrassed. Never meant to upset or give grief to my parents. Kept my secrets, hidden my talents in my head, never under the mattress. Therapy couldn't break me, never learned a word that would ensure safety, so I spoke softly, and I tiptoed off in the door to my room. Was like a big old coffin, the way that it creaked when I closed it shut. Anxieties peaked when it opened up, as if everything that I was thinking would be exposed. I still sleep fully clothed. It was the best of times. It was beautiful, it was brutal, it was cruel. It was business as usual, heaven, it was hell. Used to wonder if I lived to see 12. When I did, I figured that I was immortal. Loved to dance but couldn't make it to the formal. Couldn't bear watching my imaginary girlfriend bust a move with any other dudes. Tone Love was talking about a wild thing, but I was still caught up in some child things. Scared of a god who couldn't spare the rod. It was clearly a brimstone and fire thing. Pyromaniac, kleptomaniac, couldn't explain my desire to steal that fire. Now I add it to my rider, like please, oh please, don't throw me in that patch of briar. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. The school counselor was clueless, cause I never skipped classes. Perfect attendance, imperfect accent, speech impediment they can never really fix. And I fake bad eyesight so I can wear glasses. Considered doing something that would cripple me. Wanted a wheelchair, wanted the sympathy, wanted straight teeth, so then came braces. 4 years of headgear helped me change the face. Live to see my kids have kids. If I do, I'ma tell them how it is. But don't listen when they tell you that these are your best years. Don't let anyone protect your ears. It's best that you hear what they don't want you to hear. Better to have pressure from peers than not have fears. Bear won't give you chest hair. Spicy food won't make it curl. When you think you got it all figured out and then everything collapses, trust me, kids, not the end of the world.
A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Welcome back to 101.9 CITR, coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Thank you very much for listening to myself, Dylan Wade Roskams Idris, hosting the Sincere Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour. If you want to find out some of these songs, if you want to find out about the show, if you want to find out, I don't know, anything you generally need to about the music that we play here or me, please visit both the Facebook page for the show. So if you go to Google and type in Sincere, that's S-I-N-S-E-E-R, Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour, it'll be the first thing that pops up, the show page on Facebook. Also check me out on the CITR website, because why not? You can go there, you can subscribe to the podcast for my show, you can subscribe to the podcast for anybody's show, which means that if you do miss if you do miss the show for a week, or if you just want to listen to it again because you thought it was so good, bam, play that right there on your iPod. Ooh, doesn't get any better than that, I don't think. Ooh, so, coming up next, we've got, to finish off the show, to round it out, we've got three songs coming from the Hilltop Hoods out of Adelaide, Australia, from three different albums. I wanted to give you a little bit of a breadth. Usually I try to play songs from the same album so that you can kind of get a context for it, but I just needed to play a few selected from a few different albums because these guys are so incredibly good. I wanted to give you a little bit of a variety of what they have put out. So, the first song coming up is I Love It, featuring Sia, who's a female Australian singer. Quite talented, I gotta say, and meshes very well with the hip-hop that we got going on here. These guys... They're OGs in the Australian hip-hop scene. They've been around since the 90s. They put Adelaide on the hip-hop map, and they paved the way for all of the amazing stuff coming out of Sydney and even out of Adelaide as well. Right now, out of Melbourne, out of all over Australia. So, I mean, The Herd, Bliss and Esso, Horror Show, Seth Sentry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all have the Hilltop Hoods to thank for kind of leading the way. So I highly encourage you to check these guys out. This first song is going to be from their, well, latest album. They got an album coming out real soon, but the last album, last full album they released was Drinking from the Sun. So here we have it. This is I Love It, featuring Sia by the Hilltop Hoods from the album Drinking from the Sun. Here we go. I know you're going to like it. So poppy and nice. I love it. Mm. I love it. I love it.
I'm wondering where the day went. Listen, the clouds have me shrouded in gray, but I'm still out pounding the pavement. What? Drowning the herb, I pound around some brown paper. Found at a label, now I'm drowning in paper. What? Went out of cool, I'm down, we found an escape from work. And I love it, cause that's when your hard work gets you. My heart bursts through my chest, I'm rescued. So forget what the rest, you were blessed to do it with you, or who were the best to do it to what I love. Look at it go.
I love it, I love it, I see.
just wanted to make sure that you heard the T-Dot reference in there. For those of you who don't know and aren't initiated into the Canadian hip-hop scene, that means Toronto. So they're giving love to Canada even at the end of that song. Woohoo! All right, I don't want to go too far over my time, so let's get into this next one. This next one, another really powerful album ender. So this one coming up is 50 and 5. It's basically a history lesson in five minutes. If you remember kind of Billy Joel, the "We Didn't Start the Fire, It Was Always Burning," that kind of thing, but even better because it's a more cohesive story. So good. Another time when they've ended an album on such a strong note, on the strongest note on the whole album they decided to end it on. So, I know you're going to enjoy it. This is 50 and 5, one of the most powerful history lessons you can ever learn in 5 minutes. Here we go, 50 and 5, coming off of the album State of the Art, which was released back, I believe, in 2009. Here we go, 50 and 5 from the Hilltop Hoods.
Terror cleared the skyline, an anger cloud of judgment. So they spent 1,000 nighttimes in the desert fighting something that they couldn't find. Time made us something that they couldn't find. Left us all lamenting all the wrongs that they couldn't right. This is for the second time we've been in before. From Vietnam to Saddam, we always needing a war. Neo-conservatives was up like Viet Cong. Their fingers on the trigger, we won't be here for long. They killed MLK and they named the day after. Killed JFK and then an airport after him. Some guy shot him once, called Reagan so he could borrow. Accounted dirty faster, if only he'd known. We tested nukes in the atmosphere, the sea and the dirt. And they tested all these missiles just to see if they work. Now France got them, Russia got them, India and Pakistan. Korea won them, states won them, pointed at the Taliban. Iran and Afghanistan, sands of the Arab lands. Orders from portable commands and armored caravans. Internet, 3G, cellular phones, serial killers. Many cells in their homes, and we had Manson, Bundy, Gacy, Son of Sam, Macarena, Superman, Chicken Dance, Running Man, Generation X, and Generation Y, and the Generation X will degenerate and die. Cause we got holes in the ozone that we put there ourselves. Now the poles are a no-go where it's cooking itself. But we can't look at ourselves, so we got saline, Botox, 18, fake tits, 19, detox, don't stop, get it, can't afford to get it, credit by it, spend a try, get it fat. Then you better shatter dives when you do. Block a two, block a biggie. East Coast, West Coast, Thatcher with 50. Thatcher the shifty. Iron Lady Tony Blair, a princess die. Some say cause she got 30 there. Whittlem, Keating, Hall, can of promise. And the children in poverty wish that could have been honest. We had Abbott and Costello, right wing overlords. Thomases and children, they threw them both overboard. Overwrought refugees, sworn to a group home or jail for the crime. Looking for a new home. Elvis died, Henry died, Lenin died. Genocide in Africa, Serbia, Cambodia. Pesticides, fire, toxins, chemical warfare. Rules, fair and love and what we're worth. What I'm all bearer, more terror, more unjust. Such as seizures, a tidal wave came and claimed the coast of Indonesia. Quakes in Iran, Japan, to California. Greenhouse gas turned the world into a sauna. The trauma of mortars, martyrs, slaughters, of partners, mourners, fathers and daughters. They chased us, caught us, numbered us, disordered us, raped us, scorned us, to break us, they bought us. Third world kidneys for captains of industry. Uprising industry, corruption in the ministry. A blowjob brought about the fall of a dynasty. In MP3s or the fall of an industry. Double population, half accommodation. Carved up resources and we starved the poorer nations. Beirut, Chechnya, old hell broke loose. Berlin, 1989, man, a wall fell. Cold War ended, but that didn't stop. More shells, Waco, lit up the sky like burning oil wells. A world laid waste with addiction. Tell all world truths so estranged and infection. Big brothers on poster, a TV and on cable. Realities now scripted, celebrities for sale. Jeopardy in jail, seized the polls. Remedies and penalties for failed CEOs. We had the Enron collapsing, white collar climbing. Versus they were taxed a dollar for a dime. The blue chip companies and blue sky mines. We no longer choose sides, we choose sidelines. Let God scold them all.
Guillotine, Thorn of the Dead, Nightmare on Elm Street, Weapons Free Environment, War Zone, Phone Home, Melanoma Glow as we soak in the ozone, Home Road, Hydro, Cocaine, Nitro, Werewolf in London, American Flag, Cyclones, Bushfires, Bushfire and Scuds, Baby Boomers, Woodstock, what happened to the love, what happened to the cops, they fed them to the wolves, set a trap for pedophiles, they let them in the school. Set them on the students, turn them on the kids, and everyone responsible should burn for what they did. And if they try to deny, then deny for an eye. The government and church on which we try to rely, both while we're still a hurts, chasing lie after lie. Like astronauts chasing up high in the sky, they landed on the moon but can't seem to return there. Make some question if they ever really were there, and if they were there now, and they look back, could we look them in the eye? Could we look back? And as we walk into the sun, can you believe what we've become? As we walk into the sun.
Beautiful song, so powerful. Just like Best of Times, so, so powerful. All right, I don't want to take too long here, so a few quick shout-outs. One, of course, to the Freestyle Rap Alliance. Go check that out on Facebook. It happens at Slocan Park, 29th Street Station of the SkyTrain every month. Another one happened in August. Please check that out. I also want to give a quick shout out to Trout Breaks, awesome beginner hip hop course. You can just drop in. It's between 12 and 1 o'clock every week at Robson. It's by donation, so you can pay nothing. Zero is acceptable. Usually people try to pay between $5 and $10. Taught by Rupert Common and TK, absolutely fabulous hip hop artists. Rupert's a hip hop artist, but breaking. B-boys and B-girls and all that good stuff. I had a great time, learned some great stuff. I'm going to be looking so fresh on the dance floor. You have no idea, and you can too. So, moving on. It's going to be the last song. It's going to be Won't Let You Down by the Hilltop Hoods off of the album that they have yet to release. It's going to be coming a little later in 2014, Walking Under the Stars. I am so excited. If this song is indicative of what else is going to come out of there, I am on the edge of my seat waiting to see what's going to happen. It's going to be so good. So I hope you join me next week. Thank you for listening to the Sincere Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour. Check me out on Facebook. Search that up, S-I-N-S-E-E-R, Hip Hop and Spoken Word Hour. Also check me out on the CITR website. Just Google that and it'll get you there. And with that, 101.9 CITR from Vancouver, British Columbia. Thanks you very much for listening. Peace. Yeah.